Blog Talk Radio.
Second morning show of the year, you know what I'm saying? I won't be rocking with, you know what I'm saying, Charles Lee. Very, very good guy, you know what I'm saying? A part of the MMA world. And also, you know what I'm saying, the big travel agency movement that's like really taking off with Evolution, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is just bring him in, and we're going to see what's going on with the brother. Peace, man. What's up?
Hey, Tony. How's it going, brother?
How's it going? Good, man. How you doing this morning?
Excellent, excellent. I got my coffee going, you know, after I dropped off my kids, and I'm just moving along with what, you know, what I do. And like you mentioned, the travel movement is going really strong, and thank you for the introduction.
Oh, no problem, man. Just had to finally get you on here. I want to do things a little different. So I'm going to go with, I want you to really, like, really talk about the travel agency, you know what I'm saying, like, to really, you know what I'm saying, just really tell people, like, how you got started and also, like, the benefits of it, because it's, like, the next big thing. Like, I've always Googling things, and it's a lot that's going on, and it's, like, the next big thing if it's not the biggest thing yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been truly an incredible surge. I can't believe how big it's going. And we're at a state right now where it's at pre-launch, and it hasn't even launched yet, and it's already garnered a couple thousand people already joining the movement in the travel field. Little did we know that most people, I didn't even know this, but the number one researched word on the internet, according to Google, between the hours of 9 and 5, guess what that is, Tony? It's travel to.
Right.
And what are most people doing between the hours of 9 to 5? They're working. and they're searching travel to, like travel to Bahamas, travel to Mexico, travel to Cancun, travel to Florida. I mean, you name it. Obviously, people are looking to escape. People are looking to travel. Either they love to travel or they want to travel. So it's,
right.
You know, once I realized how big it is, you know, we do research and it's an $8 trillion industry. Wow. I did not know that. Did you know that most people don't even know how many zeros are in a trillion? I didn't even know how many zeros are in a trillion. So we're talking about a $1 trillion industry, not a $1 billion industry or a $1 million industry. It's a $1 trillion industry. So
right.
The expected rate for people to travel in another decade, the industry is going to grow from $8 trillion to $15 trillion. So that being said, the industry is just not going to go anywhere. It's just booming, and it's going to continue to grow. So how do we get a sliver of that is really the question. So the ability to just tap into that market and that industry and be able to make money off the and earn income and save money off people who are going to be who are traveling is truly a unique and special way to get involved with it, with the industry that we're in, with Evolution Travel. And that's who we are, Evolution Travel.
Cool, man. Because, like, I mean, like, from what you, you know, say, known from doing, like, how was the transition to go, like, from fighting to, you know what I'm saying, joining, like, Evolution and, like, really being successful at it? Like, was you kind of hesitant at first, like, to get involved? Or, like, you know, how did you make that, you know, somewhat of a commitment?
Well, I want to tell you, when it comes to fighting, I still haven't stopped yet. I mean, I'm at an age where I'm pretty much retired from active competition, but people follow their passions, right? People are going to continue to do what they do. So, I mean, no matter who you are, what's in your blood is what's in your blood. So I may be a lion, but I'm just an old lion when it comes to the competitive field. So I realistically accept where I am in the competitive arena because of how my joints feel, how my twitch muscles react, and now it's like I'm evolving to where I evolve to a grander arena where I know my body cannot keep doing this, but my mind is still sharp. My mind still moves.
Right.
My mind still keeps wanting to go. And so actively, I'm always looking to evolve and grow. And this was the perfect platform. And one of the things that I truly enjoy, not only in competition, but I really enjoy helping people. And so when I fell into this program, I quickly realized how Evolution Travel really caters to helping people. It really caters to getting your average person, getting your everyday person to take a look at travel and get involved with it and get into a way where they can make extra income in their life, not just through travel, but, you know, through other platforms like marketing and networking, you know. And then when you have that ability where you want to help people, then there's nothing that can stop me. Yeah, so when it came to Evolution, it was a natural evolve, you know, for me. It was definitely a natural evolution. So I basically, you know, I'm looking at fighting. I fight, but now it's like, well, now I just go to the gym and I spar with all the boys that are in the big organizations today, and I help them in every way possible that I can. Because now I'm more falling into that role of like training partner slash wisdom guy, you know, the guy who's the old dog. You know, if I were to say I'm anybody in the gym, I'm like the grandfather of the gym now, you know, because at 38, right now at my age, I am like the oldest guy at the gym. So they call me Uncle Charles, you know, that's how it is. And, you know, when you relatively look at it, though, I'm not, you know, when I tell people, man, I'm getting old, people look at me like, are you nuts? I know, right. I get it. I totally realize I'm not an old guy, but in the competitive field, yes, I'm definitely outdated when it comes to the competition side.
Okay. Because I know, like, I think, like, when fighters get older, I think they become better fighters. I mean, if you look at some of the fighters that's, like, still active or was active, especially if they were in their 30s or 40s and even the 50s, they still, like, I think they become way smarter and actually know what to do because they've been in there. So, you know, and I respect guys that's still doing it and that's really active in the field. So, You know what I'm saying? So, like, how was your first time getting in the cage, though? Like, how was that for you?
Any fighter will tell you it's probably the most nerve-wracking feeling. I mean, there's videos out there with even Mike Tyson and what Mike Tyson was able to do in the boxing arena. And then when he explains what a fighter goes through, it couldn't be any more accurate to just pretty much it's really all it boils down to is the fight week. Did I train enough? Am I doing the right things? And the nerves just take over your body. You know, like it's so much good and bad anxiety where, like, you know, fight day's coming and you want to just be mentally prepared, and mentally you go through all the visions, all the flashes of all your training. Did I do everything right? And, you know, leading up to even the weigh-in day and to the fight day, you know, it all is just like, man, I hope I did everything right. And then as soon as that bell rings, boom, you just let go, you know, and you don't even think about it anymore. It's go time. And I truly feel that every fighter experiences this. Every fighter goes through this, and it doesn't end either. From the first day to the first fight to the last fight, they all go through the same experience.
Wow.
And it's battling. You know, they say that as a fighter, you truly, you know, the only one that you're really fighting is really yourself. And there comes a time, like you said, when you get to that certain age where you're not fighting yourself anymore, It's really just another day at the office.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it becomes another day at the office, though, that's when you need to consider thinking about hanging up the gloves, because you need that anxiety. You need that rush to take you to the ring and fight at your best.
Oh, man. Exactly, man. For those of us listening, we're working with Charles Lee, you know what I'm saying? Great guy, you know what I'm saying? He's with helping people, you know, so the Evolution Travel. So, like, if people want to get booked in or wants to join, you know, saying Evolution Travel, like, how can they do it? And, you know, so what's the thing that you can help them on?
Well, it's very easy, Tony. When it comes to Evolution Travel, we're partnered with the most reputable and stable travel agency that pretty much exists today, and that's Archer Travel. Archer Travel has been around since 1952 with the Better Business Bureau in North America. They get an A+. When you look them up in Google, they're 4.5 stars out of 5. Their inventory, their booking engine, everything that Evolution Travel, you know, gets powered by through Archer Travel, really, when it comes to the travel universe, it's really second to none. It truly is. So what are people able to get is they're able to get insider costs and basically get the true training and learn to be able to be a true travel agent and experience what a travel agent can have. And what are some of the benefits that a travel agent can have? Well, they get insider costs through their traveling needs. You know, they get prices that your everyday consumer just simply cannot get, right? So here's Aunt Sally, right? Aunt Sally wants to go to a resort and wants to go to Florida or come even here to Las Vegas,
right?
And here's a real live example where Tahiti Village is a 4.4 out of 5 our resort from TripAdvisor, okay? And Tahiti Village, and most people will tell you, if you go to a 4 or 5 star resort, there's no way you go back to a 1 or 2 star resort, right? So you can get a 4.5 star resort over here at Tahiti Village. And just to kind of describe that kind of place, it, you know, you get a lazy river pool, you know, with tubes, and you get a, and there's another pool on the other side where there's just complete sand in it, where kids and people can just kind of hang out like they're at the beach, okay? And then it's truly a unique experience when you're at Tahiti Village. Now, this is what the everyday consumer would go. Like, if they wanted to go from a Saturday to Saturday, and this is what I found, right?
Uh-huh.
If anybody wanted to go straight to Tahiti Village and book it, they would pay $2,700 for the entire week.
Right.
And a lot of people pay that rack rate. Now, if you're a smart consumer, you're going to go to hotels.com and or, you know, Priceline and OTAs, and you go and you want to try to do the most smart shopping as possible. So
right.
You go to hotels.com and then you look it up. Now you're talking, you get it down to $928 for the entire week, that same week, right?
Right.
So did I save myself a lot of money just, you know, doing that? Absolutely, you know, because I'm a smart shopper. Now,
right.
Evolution Travel Agent, though, I get through the wholesale resort program where most people won't even get this, where I will get that same exact week for $290. So when you get prices like that, this is a wake-up call. Like, wow,
exactly.
Are you kidding me? These are the kind of advantages that I can get. That's just one example. And then Evolution Travel now implements a discount program even for everyday agents that want to come on board, or even just customers, where wherever they go, they can just put in their zip code, and then they get involved into a discount program. Because I know between me and my wife, we go out and eat out all the time. I want to say we average around $400 a month just going out to eat. And through the discount program, holy smokes, you know, we can get one dinner, get the second one completely free. We can get one dinner and get the second one half off. And then there's
right.
lunch discounts. I mean, it's just, how about movie theaters, right? Everybody loves to go to the movies. And I know Star Wars just got done, where there was, I think, a coupon where you can get two Cinemark tickets with a $25 gift card, not gift card, $25 restaurant card, and you get it for $21. And the whole value of that is like around $50. So,
yeah.
You know, between me and my wife, you know, we go out to go watch a movie. How much does the everyday person pay for two movie tickets, a tub of popcorn, and two large, you know, fountain drinks? Man, that's probably already $45 right there, just on that
yeah.
alone, right? So
right.
Here I am. I'm able to get it for, like, you know, half of that. And, you know, it, again, a wake-up call for your everyday consumer. So, you know, this is truly providing a way where, you know, your everyday person, right, can get involved into something where they can – be able to supply, earn income off of travel from their friends, family, and if they have customers, where they can earn income, obviously, out of the travel of whatever that they sell themselves or their friends and family are doing. And not
right.
only that, save money and earn a commission, right? And they truly know how to make money as a travel agent. Then on top of that, what they also added, Evolution Travel, is a way for you to be able to build a team of travel agents, right? And then
right.
just by being able to build a team of travel agents, they added on the probably the most sickest compensation plan that you can probably attach to building a team of travel agents, if should you choose to. And that side is completely optional. So when you start exploring that arena, holy
right.
smokes, the type of income that you could generate just by building up a team, that's kind of like where I looked at it, and I was like, well, I'm helping people to become travel agents, where, you know, people are going to travel, they're going to go travel anyway. And the big formula to that is, I say, take a look at Facebook. And I didn't even know how big these numbers were, but when you look at social media, right, by itself, mm-hmm. if you look at Facebook, did you know, Tony, that there was 1.4 billion people in Facebook?
I did not know that. I had no idea.
Holy smokes. All right. Did you also know that 95% of those 1.4 billion people log on every single day?
Wow.
Right? I know I log on every day, right? I'm probably sure every listener on your radio show that's listening right now, you know, logs back onto their Facebook every single day. But did you also know that, you know, out of that 1.4 billion people, that's more people than we actually have in the United States put together.
Wow.
So that's how many people are on social media. Now, this is the relation that I always make with people. Have you seen in your newsfeed, right, whenever you, you know, look at the newsfeed, and when you're scrolling that newsfeed, you know, distracting yourself for 20 minutes at a time while you're on there, how many times have we seen any of our friends, family, post selfies of themselves whenever they go on vacation?
A lot.
It's like all the time, right? All the time, right? So everybody, you know, we live in this selfie age to where, you know, people are, you know, taking pictures of themselves. And now, check this out. I don't even have to look for my customers. They're telling me who they are. Because we live in that selfie age, we live in that world where we show off every time we go out and have a good time, you know, and we have to take pictures of ourselves. So now we live in this social media age where we can, you know, technically funnel the entire social media friends list to go through us whenever they go to travel. Because here's the bottom line. Whether you exist as a travel agent or not, all those people who are posting selfies of themselves, they're going to go. They're going to book it. They're planning on going. So you might as well just have them go through you, right? So when I paint that picture for the everyday person, they all get it. They all realize, yes, you're right. You know, the selfie, we do live in a selfie world. We do live in a selfie age. And I do see, you know, all my friends and family post selfies of themselves whenever they go on vacation. And that's how we're truly able to just kind of launch ourselves, you know, just at the beginning. Right. And then when Evolution Travel trains the everyday person to understand how to make money through travel, not just for themselves, but, you know, being the travel agent for their school programs where, you know, if they have a kid's soccer team or kid's baseball team and they need to go on a field trip or school field trips or becoming the travel agent for their church. You know, just there's so many ways that you can, you know, help and generate income for people. So, and then you look at the other side, which is the team building side. Well, I can bring you on board, Tony, and, you know, you can be a travel agent yourself. And with any of your audience that's listening, well, they can all book their travel through you, right, and save money. They might as well save money because if they're going to book travel and they're planning on coming to Vegas, if they're going to go anywhere, they can go through, you know, your site and then they'll get better prices, you know, going through you as a group and as a whole. And not only can they go through you, but they themselves can be a travel agent as well. So it's just a win-win situation all the way around.
Wow. So you guys want to make money and want to travel for a good, decent price, affordable, you know what I'm saying? You guys probably want to, you know what I'm saying, join the Evolution, man. So, you know what I'm saying, it's the next big thing. So if I were you guys, I would sign up and get some information on it. So, like, if folks want to join and you want some more information from you and your wife, like, how could they reach out to you?
Well, one of the best ways to reach out to me is just find me on Facebook. It's very easy. If all of you guys are, you know, liking Tony Washington's your page is XGFR, right? I think if I'm
yes,
right. XGFR.
Yeah.
If any of you guys are friends, if all of you guys are friends with Tony Washington, XGFR, well, we're definitely a mutual friend. And you guys can all friend me and say, hey, I would like more info. I found you out through XGFR, you know, and the code will be XGFR. And you let me know that you found out through XGFR, then I will give you guys the details to find out more information. So that way you guys know exactly how to find out to become a travel agent yourself. Absolutely.
Right on. It's a great benefit to, you know, saying people's families and also yourself, you know, saying get to see the world, get to see places, you know, saying that you never, you know, saying been before, and just take advantage of the whole situation, you know, saying enjoy life. That's how I look at it. So, you know, so make sure you hit us up and we can give you more info and get you going.
Yes.
Like that. So it'd be all good. But like to the MMA fighting, did you happen to catch the fight that was this past Sunday? Did you see that card?
Which one was that?
It was the guy from my hometown. I don't know his name. I think his name was like Pettis or something like that. Did you see that fight?
Oh yeah. The fight with Dominic Cruz and TJ Dillashaw in the UFC and Eddie Alvarez and Anthony Pettis. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
it was. How
did you feel about that fight?
How did I feel about that fight?
Yeah, the Pettis fight, like.
The Pettis fight was, you know, very technical. You know, most people thought it was going to be a barn burner because they both are very technical strikers. When you look at Anthony Pettis, I mean, his dynamic of martial arts and his Taekwondo background, I mean, he has truly incredible kicks, and he's got a lot of pop to it. You know, so if you get hit by any of those strikes, you're going to get hurt, you know. And Eddie Alvarez, he's more of a pugilist slash wrestler, you know, and he loves boxing. And, you know, he's more technical on the boxing side, but he also knew that, you know, I looked at this game where, like, Eddie Alvarez, he's a smart guy. He realized quickly that he's not going to get into that game with Anthony Pettis where, you know, that's very high risk, you know, when you want to engage with Anthony Pettis in a stand-up war, because once if a kick comes in and one of those kicks that lands, you know, that to the liver, it could be game over, you know? And so Eddie Alvarez, he decided to exploit where Anthony Pettis has shown his weakness, where his weakness is his wrestling. And so Eddie Alvarez decided to, you know, pin Anthony Pettis against the cage and just pretty much grind him out for the entire fight, you know? And that's how he was able to win. And even then, it was a split decision win, you know, but he pulled out the win, so, you know, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess how I look at it, I think he did what he had to do, which was, I guess it was smart on his behalf. So I probably would have did the same thing, too. If I was in that and knowing this guy has a lot of pop, I probably would have did the same thing, to be honest, though. But I thought it was an interesting fight. But I didn't know that Pettis was actually from my hometown. So that was quite pretty cool. But I'm starting to understand the mixed martial arts world a little bit, because everybody know I'm strictly boxing. But I'm getting in tune with it, you know what I'm saying, somewhat, you know what I'm saying, which is, like, pretty cool. So I'm, like, getting more education on that, so, which is a great thing.
I know that you have quite a few UK listeners. So one of the fighters that fought on that card is Ross Pearson. And, you know, he fought in that card, too. And, you know, he didn't pull out the win, but, you know, he's always one of the more exciting fighters to watch. But I'll tell you what, You know, the fight that I'm very excited about is actually a boxing match, which is Triple G and Canelo Alvarez. That's going to be something to watch. What do you think?
I got to go with Triple G just on power and his jab. That jab is like really lethal. How he just he got a jab like, I'll at least say Larry Holmes probably had the best jab in the business. He had a serious jab that could snap anybody's heads back, and it'll be a good fight, but I don't think Canelo can really last that long with him, honestly. I don't even think so.
I mean,
no, not at all.
Yeah, it's going to be a very big pedigree. I mean, you know, when you're talking about boxers today, you know, when you're talking about today's boxing, you know, fighters today, who is at the top of the game? It is Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, which are at the top. But, you know, when you look at Triple G, it almost seems like, man, he's like, he eclipses all the, you know, top competition today. You know, I feel exactly what you're saying, where it's like, man, you get this Kazakhstan monster, and he comes in here, and it's like he's a bulldozer. Like, I don't think there's anybody that is a fighter that exists right now that can really give him a challenge. I mean, I wish that Joe Calzaghe was still fighting, would come out of retirement, you know, just to fight Triple G. That would be a great fight. That would be an awesome fight, actually.
But Triple G he's getting better at every fight. The only thing that I kind of see when he fights flat-footed through the whole fight. So he's absorbing power, like, through the whole fight. So I think you may have to use a lot of footwork and pop shot and just tie him up. Honestly, I think that's what you'll do to frustrate him. But then again, he cuts the ring off, shows ring generalship. Like, the dude is like a monster, man. I'm just like, God. But hopefully somebody will get in there and do their thing with him, man. But I don't see it no time soon. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's just really got to emerge and say, wow, this could be the guy. And I'm afraid that once Triple G fights Canelo and beats Canelo, who's left? That's a compelling fight for Triple G. You know, I think I'm afraid that Canelo is the big money fight, but there's no other fight that could generate the income that can be a big magnitude, like, say, a Mayweather fight versus Saul Alvarez or a Mayweather versus Pacquiao. You know, there's after Canelo, who's out there in the middleweight division that, you know, Triple G can theoretically and technically fight out in the fight game today? So, I mean, I don't know any other middleweight that would be a compelling pay-per-view purchase. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, it's a lot of young cats that's coming up now that's like, Anton Douglas, he's like real good. But he has a long way to go. But
exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
He has a long way to go. But we'll definitely see how the future holds. But, man, before we get up out of here, anything you want to say, any shout-outs, brother, that you want to get out and, you know what I'm saying, to people and this and that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to give a shout-out to, my wife, Nikki Lee. You know, she's my partner in this whole travel agency with Evolution, and we've just been really taking off with it and really, you know, helping, a tremendous amount of people. If it wasn't for her, I don't think I would be where I'm at today, because her just big heart and her natural want to always want to help people. And then combine that with someone like the founder of Evolution Travel, which is Mr. David McCovey himself, where, you know, he has that same element about him, where he is about the people. And what, there's a saying that he says, you know, especially with Evolution Travel, he says, this is a we movement, not a me movement. And uh-huh. when you look at that statement and dissect that statement, I mean, it's pretty, you know, easy to break down. I mean, when you look at it, it very much clarifies that it's not about him, right? It's about everybody. It's about right. everyone moving together. And I myself am the same exact way, because I named my team in Evolution Travel Rising Tide, right? And there's a saying that I actually learned from my coach at my gym at Extreme Couture. He says, a rising tide raises all ships, right? So if there's uh-huh. a bunch of ships all together and rising tide comes, it raises all of us. So when I think about that and that mentality, you know, that's the perfect mentality for what we have going here. Because when you have a perfect vehicle like travel and the most strongest compensation to add to that, and you can really implement that to your everyday person that really wants it, then the whole dynamic has changed for everybody to succeed together. You know,
right.
Everybody's got to work together to make that happen. And so, yeah, the shout out definitely goes to my wife and the founder and everybody that's involved with Evolution Travel, because, you know, a lot of people are just moving very fast in this company. And the biggest part of it is the smiles on everybody's faces when I see that people are changing their life, you know, because the biggest scam that I know of, you know, when I think about it is, I hate the idea of people working 9 to 5 for 50 years of their life, retiring, and still being broke, collecting Social Security. It is so criminal, and I feel that system is so broken that I hate that exists today, and that society does not teach our children how to be entrepreneurs. Instead, they teach people how to be good robots, good little robots, and get a good job, get a high-paying job, and that's how you get paid.
Right.
So, you know, when you can break that system, then now we're talking. Now we're changing the dynamic. Now we're changing today's economy, right? And you got to just teach people how to be entrepreneur-minded as opposed to robots that pretty much exist today. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through and, you know what I'm saying, just giving in your ear, you know what I'm saying, about things and letting us know, you know, how things are on both sides. I wanted to switch it up a lot. That's why I was like, you know what I'm saying, kind of like in and out as far as my travel agency and then fighting, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I was doing it. But I just want to say thanks for coming through. And you always have our support over here, bro, for real.
Yep. Yeah, so, awesome,
and, had to come down to the gym and check you sparring, man. You know what I'm saying? See how you get down,
yeah.
Seriously. Because I like the sparring more than the actual fight, because I got to, you know what I'm saying, see cats getting a lot of good work, so... I'm about to come down there and check you out, seriously. And
yeah, you bet.
Letting people know, man.
Absolutely.
And things like that. But if people want to hit you up, where can they hit you up exactly on social media-wise, like Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that? Like,
My name is Charles Lee, and you guys, everybody can also look up Evolution Travel on Facebook. If any of you guys... all the listeners out there, if you guys are friends with XGFR, I'm a mutual friend with XGFR. I'm the guy at the beach living the lifestyle with my hands up in the air at the beach. Just, you know, throw me a friend request, throw me a like, and tell me you're from XGFR, and, you know, let me show you like the Matrix. Let me give you the red pill and show you how to change your life and
take
you down the rabbit hole and wake everybody up out of the Matrix.
Seriously, man. So make sure y'all hit us up, get the information, get involved, and also, you know, so become a business entrepreneur and also help out your other business and another thing that you want to achieve. And it's all here, so just hit us up, and we out. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. I know y'all tripping like, wow, he's doing a morning show. I understand, but you know what I'm saying? They only did a morning show twice this year, and that was with Jess Mayweather and my man Charles Lee. So it's very important I get these people on. So, but y'all be cool and stay tuned. Think that's going to be cool. God bless, and we out, y'all.
All right. Have a good one. Peace out. Bye.
All right.